Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scriptures and the whole Bible verse by verse. Wouldn't it be cool if this podcast just kept going on and on and on and on and we got through the whole Bible together? That would be so awesome. But we're just doing 5 minutes a day, so we don't have time for that right now. But anyway, I'm going to be praying based on Jeremiah 17:11 in the HCSB version of the Bible. And we are praying through scriptures that are found in the Seven Deadly Friendships, which released at the beginning of this month on the 1st of October. And this is from the chapter about Con Man Connor, and that's about friendships of the seven deadly variety who like to take advantage of others. And so Jeremiah 17:11 says this: "He who makes a fortune unjustly is like a partridge that hatches eggs it didn't lay. In the middle of his days, his riches will abandon him. So in the end, he will be a fool." Mind if I pray for you? This is an interesting verse to pray, Jesus, so thank you for that. I guess I should thank myself for putting it in the book, but we've been praying about money lately, Jesus, and so thank you that, as I prayed yesterday, you do own the cattle on a thousand hills, that you own it all, that you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. And so we don't need to worry. We don't need to try to scheme to get wealth. We do not need to walk over others in our desire to gain wealth. We don't need to climb the corporate ladder while stepping on other people in order to have security. Because really what wealth shows us is that when people have wealth, they don't need you. And I'm not saying wealth is bad or anything like that, but just that it can, the temptation is that we can trust in money before we trust in you. And I know I've shared this story before on Pray Every Day, Jesus, but and you know that because you know everything. But when I met my friend Paul in Ghana, he asked me what I would do when I was sick. And the first thing I thought of is, I'll call the doctor. And that was an economic decision. My first decision, if I were sick or if my kids were sick, was economic. Because being able to call the doctor and take a child or take myself to the doctor was an economic one. And he said, well, you know what I do? He said, I pray because I can't afford to go to the doctor. His first response was prayer. My first response was to grab some money and solve the problem. And so, Lord, help us to have discernment when it comes to how we run to money instead of running to you. And Lord, I confess that I do it so often and I don't even know it because I'm so steeped in the culture of America that I have no idea. I remember being in France and people saying to us, you have no idea how rich you are. And I was like, ah, no, we're just middle class people. But then I realized after some time there that, yeah, we were really wealthy. We just didn't realize it. But Lord, I also pray for the person that maybe we see from afar, or maybe they're in our lives and they're making a fortune unjustly. Help us to know the appropriate way to bring that to light. If it's supposed to be us to be the whistleblower, or allow someone else, or allow the law to be the whistleblower, help us to know how to do that. I love this metaphor. It's like a partridge that hatches eggs it did not lay. So interesting. I love that. It's like they're reaping the benefit of something they didn't even create. And Father, help us to realize that hard work and industriousness is important, that we don't just take from people and try to hatch an egg we didn't lay, but that we actually sit on the egg and we make it happen and we do the work and we put in the time. And as we do that, then we are rewarded financially. Lord, this verse says that in the middle of his days, his riches will abandon him, and so in the end, he will be a fool. So, Lord, for those of us who are frustrated at con men or con women, and we think they're never going to get their comeuppance, help us to realize that you are a just judge, and that one day everything will be made right, and we can rest in that. We don't have to enact that justice. The vengeance is yours, declares you. We don't have to declare vengeance upon someone. And Lord, you've got it all in your hands. And so we choose right now to surrender to you and to rest in the way, the beautiful way that you hold this earth. I know that there are sinners aplenty. There are people with free will doing all sorts of awful things. But one day, the new heavens and the new earth will be here. The kingdom of God will be among us, fully present. and all those tears will be wiped away, and all that oppression will be done with, and the first will be last, and the last will be first. And oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, Jesus, that this is not all there is. Thank you for giving us through the Holy Spirit a foretaste of your glory. We love you. We need you. We praise you. We adore you. I pray this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And also, this is World Wednesday. And if there's nothing after this, then you know that I'm looking for people to record for World Wednesday. So if it just goes blank after this, then you know I still need people. If it doesn't, then that person will introduce themselves and you'll hear a prayer in another language. But if you know another language, go to marriedmuth.com. Upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little microphone. You just click on it, and you have up to 5 minutes to pray a prayer. So this is what you do. You say your name, where you're praying from, what language you're going to pray in, and you can either pray the Lord's Prayer or your own prayer, and then it will automatically be sent to me, and we'll upload it for World Wednesday. So have an amazing day, and hopefully there's a international prayer after this. Bye.
Hi, Mary DeMuth. This is Cheryl Charbonneau. And I'm calling from Pennsylvania, formerly from Montreal, Canada. And I would love to share with you the Lord's Prayer in French. It is very poetic and one of my favorite. I will read it to you now. Notre Père qui es aux cieux, que ton nom soit sanctifié, que ton règne vienne, que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme au ciel. Donne-nous aujourd'hui notre pain de ce jour. Pardonne-nous nos offenses, comme nous pardonnons aussi à ceux qui nous ont offensés. Et ne nous soumets pas à la tentation, mais délivre-nous du mal, car c'est à toi qu'appartiennent le règne, la puissance et la gloire, au siècle des siècles. Amen. And that is my contribution of a prayer in another language. French-Canadian, or in Montreal, they say Québécois. Thank you for everything you do. I just discovered you not too long ago, and I love your message, and I look forward now every morning to your voice, listening to your voice and your prayers, and thank you for what you do.